Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, what was the evening we did yesterday?
Well, I'll give you a hint. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh, that rings a bell.
Well, it should.
Yeah, so that was the evening we did yesterday. Ring a bell.
Yes, so I gave you the sound of a ringing bell to help ring a bell.
It helped a lot.It's better than some words hint or something, so the sound is better.
Oh, well, I'm glad it worked.
刚才呢，我们复习了一下昨天讲到的 idiom ring a bell. 当时呢，我忘了昨天我们讲什么 idiom 了。然后 Sam 说 ，Peter 别着急，我给你做一个小小的提醒。但是 Sam 呢，没有说哪个单词，而用了一个什么呢？非常形象的一个声音，说是叮了叮了叮 ，right ring a bell.、
Yeah.
我想起了啊，是什么？响起了铃声。但是呢，这个词组在我昨天那个语境里面表示说，一个事情能够帮助某人想起某件事情 ，remind somebody of something，
yes，
or help somebody remember something。
That's right。
What about today's idiom, Sam?
Today we're done ringing bells.、
Mm-hmm.
Today we're going to rise and shine.
Hmm.
Rise, R-I-S-E, and shine, S-H-I-N-E.
今天的 idiom 两个单词 rise and shine. Rise 表示说一个能够升起的一个动作 rise. Shine 表示闪耀发光的意思。那么起来和发光
well, these two words are seldom connected. Well, I could think of maybe the sunrise.、You know, as the sun rises, it shines its light over the earth.
Well, it can be used to describe the sun.
Yes, so maybe it's about the sun, I don't know.
咱们刚才给我解释到了，今天这个词组呢，可以用来形容这个太阳呢，从地平线突然跳了出来。那么这个动作呢叫 rise， 同时呢太阳从这个地平线出来之后呢能够发光，然后用这个动词 shine， rise and shine。那么是不是今天的 idiom 跟太阳有关呢？
So is it related to the sun? Sounds like it might be.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's put in a conversation.
Okay, good idea.
Hey, Sam. So, do you still remember what time you got up in the morning when you were a boy at elementary school?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't remember the exact time. I just remember it's too early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom would come into the room, open the window, and say, Rise and shine, Sam. It's time to get up. Go to school. And I would say, Oh, Mom. And throw the pillow over my face, right?
Well, it sounds like I have a hard time getting up in the morning.
Yeah, I think it was hard for me as a little kid. Maybe 6:30 or so, mm-hmm. get up, go to school, it's cold outside.
Yeah,
didn't like it.
Particularly winter.
Yeah, winter was the worst.
刚才的对话用到了 rise and shine。 我问到 Sam 说，当 Sam 小的时候呢，早上起来上学起床是不是很困难？因为这是一个很多小孩子们早上起来都面临的非常头痛的一个问题，特别愿在赖在被窝里面非常温暖的，特别是在冬天赖在被窝里面非常的舒服，能够再睡五分钟 another five minutes 再睡五分钟，再睡五分钟。但是呢，我们知道如果说再睡的话呢，就可能迟到了，妈妈会进来，然后呢把被一掀开，赶快起来 Sam， 不然的话你就要迟到了。同时呢，用一个词组Rise and shine 表示说你现在赶快起来，然后充满活力的、充满精力的去上学。Rise and shine 表示一个人起来，然后呢能够精力充沛的去做一件事情。同时呢，有的妈妈呢会把这个窗帘一下打开，如果外面是阳光明媚的话，整个这个太阳一下照到你的脸上，那你整个的睡意呢就完全的消失掉了。
So it works. Open the windows, open the curtains. Yeah, that's right. But on those cloudy, rainy days, mom tries to open the window to get you to wake up, and it doesn't work because it's too dark outside.
Well, Sam, how can people rise and shine in the morning? Could you share with us some tips?
Well, I think most people probably know how to get a good night's rest. But for sure, what you got to do is go to bed early, especially if you have to wake up early.So if you get a good night's rest, maybe even, you know, do some reading or something very relaxing right before you go to bed, then your body and your mind will be in the proper state to get or condition to get that really good deep sleep so that when you have to wake up, wow, you feel like you have so much energy, you're just ready to face the day, you're ready to rise and shine.
Well, I was told by my friend, some food may help us sleep better.
Yeah, well, in the U.S., we say, you know, drink warm milk, not cold, but warm milk especially. That can help you sleep really comfortably.
And what about a glass of light wine?
Well, yes, if you're a little older, you're an adult, then, have a little bit of red wine and then brush your teeth because you don't want the red wine to stain your teeth. So, and then, boop, go right to bed.
And drink in moderation.
Yes, of course. That's why we say a little red wine.
那么刚才呢，我们又分享了一下早上起来如何能够 rise and shine， 能够说早晨起来精力充沛的去上学、去工作。它的秘诀是什么呢？尽量呢在头一天的晚上呢早一点睡觉，同时呢在睡觉之前做一点小小的 preparation 准备，比如说呢静静的阅读一下。当然了，看的内容呢是一些情节不是非常跌宕起伏的一些爱情的小说。当然了，不能看一些 action。不能看一些 the novel but action movie。 同时呢我们说在睡觉之前再吃一些有助于自己睡眠的食物，刚才我们谈到了说比如说喝一点点红酒，或者呢说喝一杯热牛奶，这对我们的睡眠都是非常有帮助的。这样的话早上起来你就可以非常精力充沛的去投入到第二天的工作和生活，你就可以 rise and shine means you get up and full of energy.
Yeah, you know, scientists actually found that calcium helps like calm the body. It has a calming effect on you. So that's why milk is so effective in helping you to sleep and feel comfortable because it's high in calcium.
Mm-hmm. And the milk is rich in calcium and also banana is rich in calcium.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, so eat a banana, drink some milk, whatever. And if you're old enough, then yeah, have a little red wine.
Right, so that's it for today's evening, Rise and Shine. And let's go to part two of today's show, which is continuation of Subway story. How can Subway company can boost their revenue?
Okay, so we mentioned, well, of course, letting people buy some food down there would be a good start, right? And advertising is another way.
那么今天呢，我们将继续讨论地铁公司如何能够增加自己的收入。那么前几期呢，我们谈到了说在地铁上增加销售食物的一些摊亭，以及呢在地铁上增加广告，特别是增加一些含酒类内容的广告呢，能够有效的提升地铁的收入。但是呢，它会有一个很大的 controversy， 有一个什么争论。因为有些人支持，有些人会反对。那么今天我们看看这个故事的第三部分 ，the part three of Subway Company. How can they increase their revenue? And before we go to the part three, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today's first word for our hit the books is defray. Defray. D-E-F-R-A-Y, defray.
今天第一个单词 defray 翻译成中文是支付。
Next we have the word urge, urge, U-R-G-E, urge.
第二个单词 urge 翻译成中文是强烈的要求某人做什么什么事情。Urge somebody to do something.
Yeah. Next we have the word permanent, permanent, P-E-R.M-A-N-E-N-T, permanent.
下一个单词 permanent 翻译成中文是永久的。
Next we have the word insight. Insight is I-N-C-I-T-E, insight.
今天的第五个单词 insight 翻译成中文呢，表示说煽动某人做一些事情，往往会鼓励某人做一些非法的或者说不合适的一些行为。Insight somebody to do something.
Yeah. Okay, next we have the word opponent.Opponent. O-P-P-O-N-E-N-T. Opponent.
接下来的单词 opponent 翻译成中文是反对者。
Next we have way in. Way in. Two words. Way, W-E-I-G-H. Way in.
接下来的呢是一个词组。首先第一个单词呢是 way, 然后呢加介词 in 构成了这个词组 way in. 它翻译成中文表示说一个人参加比赛。这是在体育当中用这个词组，同时呢，我们在生活当中，一个人参与某件事情，会对某个事情进行表态或者是发言，也可以用这个单词 weigh in.
Yeah. Next we have thumb down. Thumb down. Two words. Thumb, T-H-U-M-B. Thumb down.
接下来的词组 thumb down 表示说一个人的大拇指呢往下指，表示一个人对某件事情是不同意、不支持。
Yeah, something was pretty bad, right? Like, sometimes I'd say something trying to be funny. My mom would give me the thumbs down, like, man, that was not a good joke, pretty dumb.
但如果是 thumb up, 表示说支持或者 go ahead.
Yeah, or like, good job, something like that, yeah. Okay, next is the word handcuff. Handcuff. H-A-N-D-C-U-F-F. Handcuff.
下一个单词 handcuff, 翻译成中文呢是手铐。那么动词呢是给某人戴上手铐 handcuff.
Yeah, handcuff them to...something. Lastly, we have keep at bay. Keep at bay. Bay is B-A-Y. Keep at bay.
今天最后的呢是一个词组 keep at bay. 翻译成中文是能够控制某人或牵制某件事情 keep something or somebody at bay.
Yeah, if someone has a vicious dog, he's barking, it looks like he wants to bite you.You tell the owner, hey, keep your dog at bay.
Bay. Let's go to the story of Subway Station.
Okay, so yesterday we left off with talking about bans on advertisement. But if they can lift the bans, well, here we go. That is money that could help defray the loss of revenue from a temporary ban on ads advocating views involving religion, politics, or other causes. Metro staff members are urging that the ban be made permanent.The ban is supported by the public, as reflected in surveys, according to staff, and opening the way to such ads again could expose the agency to claims of discrimination or create security issues by inciting opponents. But the ban has also cost the agency about $1.6 million in lost revenue. Sherry Lai, a Metro spokeswoman,said the agency would not discuss the proposals further until Thursday's committee meeting. Board members and riders seemed more open to the idea of allowing ads for alcohol than allowing food or drink in the system. Twitter users who weighed in mostly gave the idea a thumbs down, too. I think that they should consider every option for raising money to fix the system, said Chris Barnes.A founder of the WMATA Writers Union. Having said that, selling food on a property where the consumption of food is still illegal is a bad idea. It's not just a rule, it's a law. So you could still be arrested and fined. That's what happened to French Fry Girl. In 2000, then, a 12-year-old, Ange Hedgepeth, was arrested and handcuffed for eating a single fry. The strict non-eating policy drew attention again in 2006,when an employee with Environmental Protection Agency was arrested for eating a payday candy bar. It sounds like a nice concept, but it's a bad idea, said Alexandria Mayor William D. Alley, who serves on the Metro Board. He said that he has already heard from some riders who oppose any relaxing of a ban that they believe helps keep rodents at bay. Enough people violate the rules as they exist already, Alley said.
Besides the ban on alcohol-related advertisement, there are also some related ban on some topic like religions and some sensitive issues.
Yes, you're right. But, you know, in the U.S., we have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and so on. However, companies like this, they kind of want to keep the ban on these topics because they're so controversial.
那文中进一步提到了说在地铁上除了有一些关于比如说烟酒的广告是受到一定禁止之外呢另外一些敏感的话题提到了像宗教啊政治以及其他的一些 causes 如果说过于敏感过于能够产生不同的派别之间产生激烈冲突的一些话题也不允许做广告那么这些广告的禁令呢会导致这个地铁公司呢损失很多的钱
So like I mentioned, they're very controversial topics and in this era you have to be extremely sensitive or like the smart thing, maybe just not allow it at all、
mm-hmm.
and that's why they've kept this ban because you know, if you don't keep a close eye on what ads are posted well if it's a very touchy, sensitive ad people can maybe, I don't know, sueth
Mm-hmm.
The metro stations say that they're racist or that their views are too strong. So it's a really, really sensitive subject.
So there's a consensus among the rider or passengers that this kind of ban should be permanent, not just temporary ban.
Yep, they've had surveys of the public.
Mm-hmm.
They've asked the staff and they've had things like Twitter and other things. And everyone seems to agree that keeping this kind of ban on advertisement is a good idea.
那文章进一步说到，对于这些敏感话题的禁令呢，它不仅仅应该是一个临时的禁令，而是一个永久的，因为呢，它跟酒类或其他食物的广告不一样，它们的出现会导致一些非常麻烦的问题。那么通过大量的调查，很多的乘客会认为对这些话题的禁令应该是 permanent， 这个单词我们讲到了，而不是temporary。 那么这一法令的执行呢，会使地铁公司大概损失到$1,600,000的广告收入。
That's a lot of money for a subway station. Yeah, it really is. So it's not something to be taken lightly, but even though you've lost that much money, if you have everyone saying no, don't allow those sensitive ads to be posted, well, I think you got to listen to the public. You could lose even more money if people are suing you for some sort of discriminatory ads or something.
那么对于地铁公司来讲呢，这是一个非常安全的做法。如果说他们在地铁上放的广告，那么涉及到一些种族歧视啊，或一些不合适的话题的话呢，那么有可能遭到一些乘客的投诉，以及呢会打官司。那么一旦打官司，那么他可能赔的钱不仅仅是$1,600,000了。
But you know, all the board members are going to get together and they're going to talk about this. But it seems like in general, the board members seem more open to the idea of maybe allowing alcohol advertising more than having a food concession stands. They still seem pretty against that idea.
那么进一步的调查呢，大家普遍有一个共识，就认为呢，在地铁上播放一些酒类广告呢是可以接受的，但是如果说允许在地铁上吃东西，大家仍然会觉得是一个不是很好的 option， 不是很好的主意，因为的确呢会影响到其他的乘客的一个感受。
Yeah, so actually they allowed the public to kind of weigh in on the issue, and a lot of people were able to weigh in through Twitter.And it seems like most people gave it a thumbs down. They say, well, I'm not sure how they feel about the alcohol issue, but for sure they don't want to allow food in there. It just seems like a bad idea.
地铁公司呢，不仅仅说对乘客进行了调查，以及呢，在线上在网络媒体上呢，也对这个 Twitter 对 Twitter 的一些用户呢进行了调查。他们对地铁上投放酒类广告以及呢饮食呢，都是表示一个否定的态度。因为文章用的一个词呢是Thumb down, 表示说 no, we don't want it.
So that's pretty nice of them that they allow the public to weigh in, because they want to know what most people think, and really, I think that's what it's all about, is making the people who are going to use the system happy. But the reason why most people seem to give this a thumbs down, it goes back to the main issue again, which is that eating food in there is still illegal. So if you allow the food vendors to go in there and sell food, but then you can't eat it,Well then, what's the point? So most people are still against this. As long as eating is illegal, I don't think it's going to get very much support.
现实当中呢，还有一个法律问题。那么这个问题呢，在前几期我们已经讲过了。在美国的很多州里面，在地铁上吃东西是违法的。它不是一个简单的一个 rule， 一个规定，而是一个 law。我们知道这个 law 是一个非常严肃的事情，不经过议会或其他的这个相关部门的批准，这个 law 也不可以什么进行违反的。You cannot break the law.
Nope. Because if you do, just for eating something on the subway or a subway platform, you can be fined and arrested.
大家是否能够记起我们前几期讲的时候呢？有一个小女孩，由于她在地铁上吃薯条，结果是什么呢？被 arrested and handcuffed. 那么两个单词，一个是 arrest.同时呢 fine 不仅仅被拘捕，同时还要一个罚款。
So it's pretty serious. In fact, they refer back to that girl as the French fry girl. So it's kind of funny. They said that's what happened to the French fry girl, right? And you remember how old she was? She was only 12 years old. She only ate one French fry and boom, handcuffed and arrested.
So it happened in 2000.
Yeah, that's right.
在2000年发生了这个薯条女孩被拘捕的这个事情。当时这个女孩的年龄只有12 years old, 大概是12岁。非常小的一个孩子，因为可能说不懂事，然后呢吃了薯条，这个结果是非常的悲惨。
Now, something happened again in 2006 that seemed pretty ridiculous. But this guy was not 12 years old, not a young person, but it seemed like he's probably pretty important.Because he was an employee with the Environmental Protection Agency. You know, works really hard to help the environment. he was eating a candy bar. It's called a payday. Now, this kind of candy bar, like, has a lot of peanuts, has some caramel in there. It's not like it's a really messy, dirty piece of pizza, sandwich, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested for eating this small candy bar.
Well, it's so outrageous.
It really does.
Overkill. We can use the word.
Totally overkill.
那么除了这个小女孩由于说在地铁上只吃了一条薯条就被拘捕了，另外呢还有一个案例呢是一个大人了，他就职于 Environmental Protection Agency， 在一个环保部门工作，但是呢那一天他坐地铁的时候呢吃了一个 candy bar 就被拘捕了，也是一个让大家非常震惊的一个消息。
So you know what, because this kind of overkill situation has happened, people I think are going to be afraid to eat in there, which I guess could be good, but either way, idea is still a bad idea. The concept of selling food, and we mentioned maybe you could buy it as you're leaving, sounds okay, but overall, it's just a bad idea, especially since, you know, you have to also consider rodents.The rats, the cockroaches, things like that.
That's a pizza rat.
Like the pizza rat, yeah. Mm-hmm.
那么很多乘客呢对于这个地铁上吃东西呢仍然是一个非常坚持的态度，因为他们的观点和他们的证据呢也非常的充足。原因非常简单，如果说大家吃东西会在地铁上留下一些食物的残渣，那么这些食物呢会被老鼠或蟑螂来食用，整个这个循环下去呢会对整个地铁的卫生条件带来一个负面的影响。所以文中提到的一个单词呢，这种强制的或比较苛刻的一个要求会很好的 keep rodents at bay、
yeah.
控制地铁里面的老鼠数量的增加。
So you know the rodents still exist, they're running around down there, but it keeps them at bay, keeps them from getting out of control、
所以说这个法令呢对于控制老鼠的数量是非常有效的。
And they bring out another good point. To kind of end the conversation here, the mayor mentions that there's already enough people that violate the rules that exist. So, you know, if people are still going to eat something, they're going to drink something, you're still going to have these kinds of people. Even though they could be arrested,、but if you let people sell food down there, then you're going to probably have even more people
eating there.
Yeah, eating and breaking the rules. So this also kind of keeps people at bay from breaking the rules.
So there's some issues already. Government need to do something or take action.
Yeah, yeah. It's really a puzzle, a mystery of what they're going to do, because it seems like no matter what they try to do, it's going to be really difficult to kind of...be able to raise money or more money for the metro system.
Well, it's very complicated issues and、
yeah.
time's running out.
Okay.
We'll have to stop here today and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. See you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起！
磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer, and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? Is that a venomThey say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dots, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you.It's all for you, everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you, tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey, is that true? It's better than I ever even knew, they say that the world is built for two.Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. It's you, it's you, it's all for you.Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth.